Pennsylvania's recently named Teacher of the Year, Joe Welch, says being vulnerable with students and finding ways to reframe historical lessons has served him well in his 13-year career. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story from his North Hills Middle School classroom.
Joe Welch asks his 8th grade American history class to select issues they want to change in America. They say gun control, immigration, climate change, and criminal justice.
You want to make these changes, what do you do about it? What can you do? You're in 8th grade.
Then he introduces an escape room style activity. Each group has to solve a series of puzzles about the Constitution to open a locked box.
Okay, that's big letters.
Oh, wow.
Bill.
Try that in the board lock.
It's a fun and engaging activity, but also breaks with traditional lecture-style lessons. And it's a style of teaching Welch says he's more comfortable with after many years of teaching. He says he can now confidently react on the fly and deviate from the lesson plan when necessary.
You never know what to expect that's going to come out of a 14-year-old kid's mouth on a daily basis. And just being able to roll with it, react with it, and then make it something productive out of it.
How has your teaching practice changed in 13 years? Because you teach social studies, which could be repetitive, right? You're trying to get through the same content year after year. So how do you try to stay relevant, especially as your students are evolving too, right? They're changing year to year.
We've been blessed recently to have some, and especially American history. I feel like there's been a renewed focus on American history. And part of that is the Hamilton effect of, okay, now let's go back and let's redefine how we're looking at history. And let's not just look at people as characters anymore that are stagnant. And I mean, we look at George Washington and he's this stoic presidential figure, but let's look at some of the other folks as well. And is this the real George Washington? And then second, and this could be a blessing or a curse depending on how you look at it, just the current events that are occurring in our nation. There's so much that's going on, and I think it is a time where there really is a heightened awareness among not only Americans, but I think eighth graders as well.
And you talked about like reframing the narrative and stories that we tell, and personally I've been thinking a lot lately about what I learned when I was in school, and I feel like adulthood has been relearning a lot of mischaracterizations of stories. Are you reflecting on how you were taught too?
Absolutely. And the first day of school, I have students just draw. I say, you know, here's what I want you to draw, what you feel American history is. And this is an eye-opening experience, not only for me, but I think for the students, because I teach about 110 students this year, and I think the number was around 82, 83 students drew George Washington. And another 20 students drew Abraham Lincoln. And there were a couple military drawings, and two females were drawn. And two people of color were drawn. And that was it. And then I prompt students, I say, so what are you telling me American history is as far as what you've learned? And who are we leaving out of the narrative here? And I think that's the more important piece, because if we are defining American history as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, of course they made some absolutely important contributions to our country and to our history. But there's so much more.
435.
During the escape room style lesson, one group of students successfully broke into the locked box. The treasure inside, envelopes addressed to local lawmakers. Welch directs the students to write letters about the issues they want their state senators and representatives to prioritize. Welch likes to connect historical figures to today's legislative process because he says he wants his students to learn from the past and feel empowered and civically engaged. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.